Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. The news on this 1st of April, David Cameron, who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he has ordered a review of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, normally when we hear about the Muslim Brotherhood, it's not England, it's Egypt that we're reading about. What is the Muslim Brotherhood doing in the UK? Joining us to answer that question and to talk a bit about the Muslim Brotherhood in both the UK and in Europe, Robert Spencer, Director of Jihad Watch, author of several books on Islam, including his latest, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Always good to be here, Todd.
Ordinarily, it's Egypt that we're talking about in association with the Muslim Brotherhood. What are they doing in the UK?
Well, what's happened is that they have been declared a terrorist group in Egypt, and a lot of their members, a lot of their leaders are in prison, and the current Egyptian government is completely disposed against them. And so what's interesting about that is that the ones that are not in prison have been fleeing to England, where they have settled in London and are continuing their operations to try to regain power in Egypt and to gain power elsewhere from London. Now, the thing is that the British government in February said that there was no indication that the membership in the Muslim Brotherhood was any sign of what they call extremism, and thus these gentlemen were welcome to settle in London and to continue their Muslim Brotherhood activities from there. But now, just a few weeks later, we hear that Cameron has ordered an investigation of them precisely because of their links to so-called extremism. And so this is just yet another indication that the British government has no idea what it's doing or what it's facing when it comes to jihad terrorism and Islamic supremacism. And their abrupt about-face in regard to the Brotherhood is the latest indication of that.
What did the Muslim Brotherhood, what's their track record in Egypt and elsewhere that has garnered them the label of a terrorist organization in Egypt?
Well, when the Brotherhood was in power for that 1 year in Egypt up until last summer, they established ties with Hamas. There are some indications also that they were in contact with Al-Qaeda. And since they've been toppled from power, during which time they tried to impose Islamic law upon Egypt, and that, of course, is Al-Qaeda's goal and the goal of all the jihad groups around the world, to impose Islamic law. Once they were toppled, they blamed the Christians of Egypt for having been toppled and have been terrorizing them, burning churches, killing innocent Christians. Just the other day, the Muslim Brotherhood protesters dragged a Christian woman from her car and stabbed her 16 times and then strangled her to death. This is the kind of thing that has given them this label and has led the current Egyptian government to label them in this way. And so it's a richly deserved title, and it's kind of odd that in light of all these activities, the British government was so sanguine about their being in London just a few weeks ago.
Why go to London or any of the other Western European democracies? Why not go to a country where their brand of Islam is more in keeping with the political atmosphere? Why not go to a Muslim-dominated country?
Well, the open secret is that they can operate more freely in Britain than they can in a Muslim country. And they know that, and the leaders of Muslim countries know that. The only people who don't know that are people like the British authorities, who think that Sharia Islamic law is a benign thing that they don't need to be concerned about, and that people can live freely in Muslim countries. The Muslim Brotherhood wants freedom to operate. They want the ability to be able to do what they want to do in Egypt as well as in Britain itself. And so they can get that in Britain more than they can in Muslim countries. And also, of course, the most obvious and important reason is because they have designs on Britain as well as Egypt.
What are those?
they want to make Britain into an Islamic state as well as Egypt. And so that's one of the things that has woken up Cameron over the last few weeks, such that he issued this order today to investigate the Brotherhood, that it's clear that they've been involved in Islamic Jihad activity in Britain. And so the British never expected that. They thought these guys were moderates, you know, and they would they were just a political party from Egypt, and they would be doing their political party in Egypt things, never expecting that they would strike against Britain itself.
One of their mottos is Islam is the solution. What does that, I mean, if it were coming from, say, a Christian organization, it might be considered a little proselytizing or evangelistic, but what does it mean when the Muslim Brotherhood says Islam is the solution?
Thought it's a frankly political statement. It means that Islam ought to be the political system of not only Egypt, but the world at large. And it's the solution to all the political, economic, and social ills that beset the world today.
You have mentioned here how, maybe either willfully or unintentionally ignorant of the danger of groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, the leadership in the UK is. What about the U.S. leadership?
Oh, the U.S. leadership is no less clueless. You recall that a couple of summers ago, in the summer of 2012, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was roundly ridiculed and vilified for calling for an investigation of Muslim Brotherhood infiltration into the U.S. government. What's lesser known about that is that in December of that year, an Egyptian publication, Rosa Youssef, actually published a list of what it said were Muslim Brotherhood infiltrators into the U.S. government, some of whom were exactly the same names that Bachmann had given. And so maybe the Egyptian paper was just making an empty boast, but certainly it justified her call for an investigation. And there are lingering suspicions, especially in light of the complete harmony between the Obama administration's foreign policy and the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. There are lingering questions about where exactly the Obama administration stands vis-a-vis the Brotherhood and how much infiltration there really is.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch, and he's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. You can find out more about Robert's books and Jihad Watch at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Robert, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to look at the fourth episode of this TV series that has been making a big splash. It's called Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey. Every week, we're reviewing the Sunday night episode and seeing what science it delivers. And, well, sometimes it strays far from science into the metaphysical, even though it claims to be just a way of reintroducing the American public and the viewing audience to good science on the universe around us. Dr. Danny Faulkner will join us. We'll review episode 4 of the TV series Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey, in hour 2 of Issues, Etc. Now, you can join us with questions or comments. We are coming to you live on this Tuesday afternoon, April the 1st, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the divine service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.